Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we'll bring in Alan Bell to talk about the NFL, which also happens to be, having its own COVID situation right now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought you were going to segue, hey, speaking of COVID, let's just talk to Alan. I either have it, constantly, I just keep getting it, even though I'm completely vaccinated.
How do you...
that would just be bad luck.
How do you manage it from, a betting... you really got to focus on some of these things if you're going to go betting on NFL games right now.
Dude, it's so hard. And in these bowl games are impossible, right? So anybody out there that's betting on these games, I feel your pain, dude. It's hard. It's very hard. I'll say this. I found so much more success betting player props than betting, spreads and totals right now, because you just don't know. I mean, you just don't know. You've got to wait until literally the last second. So you're getting the worst line out there. Yeah, I would suggest anybody that's betting, look at player props. You could find a lot more success there right now.
How much does when you see a guy on a run like Mark Andrews has in terms of yardage, how much does Vegas bump up when they see, he's had 100-plus yards the last three games? They're ravaged by COVID. They don't have a lot of passing options anyways. Is that someone that you're tracking from a perspective of, okay, if that number is sitting around, 61 yards, you're really looking at it? Or what do you do with a guy like that when he's on a bit of a run?
Yeah, absolutely. And you nailed it right there. You kind of put a number in your head, right? If the number is below this number, right, I'm betting the over automatically, okay? And there's a couple of guys coming into this weekend that were kind of in that category, him being one of them. Cooper Kupp, he seemingly, his number every week is 104 receiving yards, and my man just keeps crushing it, right? He's just an animal. And then Jonathan Taylor with the Colts, he entered this weekend with 11 straight rushing touchdowns, so he actually didn't get one, so... there you go. But, yeah, man, when you have streaks and stuff like this, yeah, absolutely ride those trends, man. They're telling you something.
So around this time, hopefully not forever here, but you got COVID to deal with. If you're doing the Bulls, you're doing that, and, opt-outs, you got to watch all that. And then around this time of year, specifically, weather. I wanted to ask you about this because Schaefer mentioned something that you kind of had thought about before. How do you approach betting on games – or even props when you know that snow is going to be a factor? Is it different when it's snow versus rain, or snow versus, windy snow? I guess, how do you come down on all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll say this, man. Snow is really not that big of a factor, honestly. We saw the Seahawks and the Bears yesterday.
Yeah.
Those two teams, for two not very good teams, them putting up 46, 47 points, whatever it was, pretty strong, right? So, snow, I don't necessarily worry about. It's what you just said. Rain, that can absolutely have an effect on games. But to be completely honest with you, for me, it's wind. If you have a game that's really windy, it's going to affect not only, both teams passing in the game. It's going to affect field goals. It's going to affect extra points. Go back to that first Patriots and Bills game when it was super cold and,
yep,
and snowing. I wasn't really worried about the cold. Wasn't really worried about, the snow precipitation. It was the wind.
Yeah, it was 60 miles an hour wind. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for me, wind is the absolute number one factor.
You're right there in Nashville. I feel like the Titans are sneakily right on the precipice of getting a very important bye if the Chiefs were to drop one more game. Do you think the Titans would benefit more than almost anyone in the NFL by having that extra week, given the status of Derrick Henry?
Oh, God, yes. They really would. First Henry, but not only him. I mean, this entire team. They went into this game against the 49ers, with – two starting linemen that were out. You know, then it was a COVID situation, but still, like they haven't played one game this year where their offensive line that started the game finished the game. Right? Like, I mean, this team is just banged up everywhere. So, you know, it would help a ton. Look, I don't think it's going to happen. The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and I don't see them stopping anytime soon. But the good thing for the Titans is this, is that they play the Dolphins this week. If they didn't get a win at home against Miami, all right, week 18 they play the Texans. So even if they don't get the, you know, the number one seed, they can seemingly use that game against the Texans a little bit, you know, rest some guys who need it. So they've got some options there. But, yeah, like the number one seed for them would be super, super massive.
Which team would you rather play less? Right now, I think if we put aside the Chiefs, because you just mentioned they're the best team, they also seem to be one of, if not the hottest team right now. Yeah. But as far as peaking at the right time, I'm going to pinpoint the Bills and the Cowboys. Which team would you want to play less right now?
Oh, God. Probably the Cowboys, to be honest with you. The Bills are good, but they're still, like, you could get after them, right? Like, there were chances where, New England could get back in that game. Dallas, when they're on offensively, you're done. Like, you just toast, unless you're a team like the Chiefs or the Packers, you know, somebody that's, like, super high echelon that can play. Like, everybody else is going to be toast because you just can't keep up. And you look at their defense and what Diggs and everybody else is doing. I mean, they're just on fire. They remind me of the Chiefs so much in the sense of this, that it's so much offensive that you pay attention to, and then you look up and you're like, my God, like the defense scores touchdowns too every week. Like, this is a problem. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like unless you're like the Chiefs or the Packers or somebody, dude, Cowboys are scary right now.
Do we think the Cardinals are undergoing kind of one of those ruts that some of these teams like the Bills, the Chiefs, the Cowboys went through, where you kind of either started to write them off a little bit, or do we think that there's real red flag issues with this Cardinals team as they're leaking oil down the finish line?
Oh, there are red flags for sure, and it's mostly on their head coach. Like, Cliff Kingsbury has done this since college. He's done this with Arizona already as well. Like, they start super hot, and they just kind of the wheels fall off, you know, towards the end. Now, I still have to see it out. Like, I'm not going to say that, like, that's absolutely what happens, because anytime you have Kyler as your quarterback, dude, you can win a game, right? Like, I mean, that team is good. But, no, man, like, this is a red flag, because we've already seen it on two different levels out of Cliff Kingsbury, and it's happening again. So, you know, we'll see. The Colts are a good team. They're another one up there. Like, not a lot of people want to play the Colts right now. They're playing excellent.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Say big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So I'll give Arizona the benefit of the doubt there, but it's a red flag for me for sure.
A lot of stuff is kind of, or at least it's getting close to sorted out in the AFC with Kansas City and Tennessee, and Cincinnati looks like they have a bit of a stranglehold on that division now, and Buffalo feels better than New England at the moment. And then you have this kind of mess of these teams after that. Who are the last, you know, two playoff teams in the AFC right now? I mean, you have New England and Indy are at 9-6. Baltimore is at 8-7. Chargers are 8-7. Vegas is 8-7. The Steelers still have that tie that might help them out, which is really crazy. Miami, if with a win tonight, could go to 8-7. Who is this last team going to be in the AFC?
Yeah, fascinating, right? Like, I think Miami is the scariest team out there, because if they beat the Saints tonight, beat the Titans next week, which is absolutely possible, right? Like, the Titans aren't playing that great of football. The 49ers just kind of fell into exactly what the Titans defense excels at. The Dolphins are the scariest team, because they play absolute physical, real defense. And they can beat you on the ground, and Tua's playing all right. You know, the Chargers and the Raiders, like, they're kind of the same team. The Chargers can just score more points sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, they're just not that good. Like, they're just not consistent. The Ravens are trying to fall apart. Like that, like time is going to just let them fall apart on their own. They're a mess, man. But yeah, man, like the AFC at the bottom is a mess. I can't wait to see who makes it.
I don't feel like any of those teams are that bad though. Like each of those would be a 7 seed.
Yeah,
that
I wouldn't
want
to. I wouldn't be excited to face any of those teams if I was
right.
The 2.
See, you know, if you just brought it up, like that's a perfect point right there. All right, so like the Dolphins, like if you face them. Like, at first glance, like, it doesn't sound that bad, but then you're like, oh, dear God, like, they don't give up many points, and they make a lot of turnovers. They'll run the ball down your throat. Like, you don't want to face that, and they're hot right now, right? You look at the Chargers. Yeah, they don't seem that great. But, dude, Justin Herbert in one game can put up 50 points, right? Like, if you catch him in that game, you're toast. Like, I think that the Raiders and the Ravens, I wouldn't mind playing them. Because they just don't do it offensively, you know, for you. And you can have on their defense as well, obviously, you know, what Joe Burrow showed. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, the Dolphins and the Chargers, dude, I wouldn't want to play them. You know what I mean? Like, just because you catch them on the wrong day, dude, and you're done.
When you saw the news about Joe Judge and Daniel Jones, how excited were you to bet on the Giants to have the worst record next year or Joe Judge to be the first coach fired?
Yeah, man, like, I'm just not buying into any of this. Like, let me say this. I don't think Daniel Jones is that bad of a quarterback. I'm not saying he's good.
He needs help.
But yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I remember seeing, you know, just giving a local perspective, I remember seeing Ryan Tannehill in Miami, which where you're like, this guy's not bad, but this team stinks. You know what I mean? And it's like, if you just give him, you know, an opportunity with a better team, he might show you something. But this Giants team, like, I'm out. I'm out on this, you know, on this coaching staff, and I'll tell you why. Like, this high school Harry stuff gets annoying. And have you ever noticed, like, the coaches that are the loudest, you know, about, oh, we play aggressive, we play to win, 10 toes down, we'll fight anybody in an alley. Those are always the most conservative, bland,
Mike Zimmer?
No creativity. Right? Like, that's just they're always like that. You know, so it's like I don't buy into what Joe Judge is trying to do. You know, you don't get logos on your shirts till you earn it. So like, it's the NFL, dude. Like, let's just practice, get some good players that go. It's annoying to me.
We're all professionals here. We don't need any motivational speeches.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those like where you look up, like if you're one of the players, you're like, dude, I make more than you. Shut up.
Right.
Coach, man. Like, get some plays up for us.
We have a Monday night game tonight between the Dolphins and Saints. That will feature Ian Book, I believe, quarterbacking the New Orleans Saints. What in the world are we looking at here from a gambling perspective?
Oh, you're looking at 600 carries for Alvin Kamara tonight. That's what you're looking at. Like, it's going to be like Ian Book's not that bad. But the problem is this, is that Miami's defense, first off, they run man press cover zero about 51% of the time. They have their cornerbacks, I mean, just man coverage, right on the line, right on you. You know what time it is. They give you zero time, and their defensive line is aggressive. They put pressure on the quarterback a ton, and they are going to have their ears pinned back tonight. So it could be tough for Ian Book. The problem is on the other side as well, is that you got Miami's offense, which is all right. It's pretty good. But the New Orleans Saints defense is really good, and they're going to have pressure on Tua as well. Like, this game, it's either going to be one of those to where they put up 60 points or they put up 10 points, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's only going to go one of those, like, two crazy extremes. And I think it's going to be the points, actually. I think this game gets pretty weird. Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty fun. But, yeah, man, you're looking at two really good defenses tonight.
Alan Bell, what the hell, parlay of the week?
Perfect parlay right into that conversation, okay? So, look. You know what? We're going to go something a little wild, even more for tonight. Okay, here's what we've got. All right, and I'll put this on Twitter right at the show. All right, plus 1150. Here's all we need, fellas. Here's all we need.
Okay.
We need one fumble lost in the game. Okay?
Yeah.
We can get that pretty easy. The final score has to end on an even number. All right? The Saints win outright.
Okay.
And the total points are over 37.5. There you go.
So, all right, we're going to recap this. A fumble lost in the game. The final score ends on an even number. New Orleans wins and the over.
Yep, there you go.
Amazing. I love the even number throwing.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This is like we have any effect
on that whatsoever, right?
It's a completely reasonable bet right up until the even number.
Well, that's the thing that makes it great. It's like Alan in his head is like, yeah, what the hell? Throw it in.
I know.
We look forward to it, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. See you, boys. Thank you.
Alan Bell of Sportsline. Great stuff from him.
That was Alan Bell. He's going to try to win you some money. Be sure to check out the Alan Bell What the Hell Parlay tonight. Saints versus Dolphins. We'll get Jay's thoughts on that game. We'll finish up the show for Old School when we return next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.